And in the morning then ye shall see the glory of the Lord, for that he heareth your murmurings against the Lord. And what are we that ye murmur against us? And Moses said, This shall be, when the Lord shall give you in the evening flesh to eat, and in the morning bread to the full, for that the Lord heareth your murmurings which ye murmured against him. And what are we? Your murmurings are not against us, but against the Lord. But if her father disallow her in the day that he heareth, not any of her vows or of her bonds wherewith she hath bound her soul shall stand, and the Lord shall forgive her, because her father disallowed her. And it come to pass, when he heareth the words of this curse, that he bless himself in his heart, saying, I shall have peace, though I walk in the imagination of mine heart to add drunkenness to thirst. Therefore Eli said unto Samuel, Go, lie down. And it shall be, if he call thee, that thou shalt say, Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. So Samuel went and lay down in his place. And the Lord came and stood and called as at other times, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel answered, Speak, for thy servant heareth. And the Lord said to Samuel, Behold, I will do a thing in Israel, at which both the ears of every one that heareth it shall tingle. Behold, he is hid now in some pit, or in some other place. And it will come to pass, when some of them be overthrown at the first, that whosoever heareth it will say, There is a slaughter among the people that follow Absalom. Therefore thus saith the Lord God of Israel, Behold, I am bringing such evil upon Jerusalem and Judah, that whosoever heareth of it, both his ears shall tingle.
So that they cause the cry of the poor to come unto him, and he heareth the cry of the afflicted.
The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles. Thus I was as a man that heareth not, and in whose mouth are no reproofs. For the Lord heareth the poor, and despiseth not his prisoners.
Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors. A wise son heareth his father's instruction, but a scorner heareth not rebuke. The ransom of a man's life are his riches, but the poor heareth not rebuke. The Lord is far from the wicked, but he heareth the prayer of the righteous. The ear that heareth the reproof of life abideth among the wise. He that refuseth instruction despiseth his own soul, but he that heareth reproof getteth understanding. He that answereth a matter before he heareth it, it is folly and shame unto him. A false witness shall perish, but the man that heareth speaketh constantly, lest he that heareth it put thee to shame, and thine infamy turn not away. Whoso is partner with a thief hateth his own soul. He heareth cursing, and bewrayeth it not.
Who hath declared from the beginning that we may know? And before time, that we may say, He is righteous. Yea, there is none that showeth, yea, there is none that declareth, yea, there is none that heareth your words. Seeing many things, but thou observest not, opening the ears, but he heareth not, say, Hear ye the word of the Lord, O kings of Judah, and inhabitants of Jerusalem. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Behold, I will bring evil upon this place, the which whosoever heareth his ear shall tingle. But when I speak with thee, I will open thy mouth, and thou shalt say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God, He that heareth, let him hear, and he that forbeareth, let him forbear, for they are a rebellious house.
Then whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet, and taketh not warning, if the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be upon his own head. With these sayings of mine, and doeth them. I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock, and the rain descended, and the flood. Sayings of mine, and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand, and the rain descended, and the flood. When any one heareth the word of the kingdom, and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one, and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which received seed by the wayside. But he that received the seed into stony places, the same is he that heareth the word, and anon with joy receiveth it. Yet he also that received seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the care of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful. But he that received seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word, and understandeth it,
which also beareth fruit, and bringeth forth some an hundredfold, some 60, some 30.
Whoever cometh to me, and heareth my sayings, and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation built an house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great.
He that heareth you heareth me, and he that despiseth you despiseth me, and he that despiseth me despiseth him that sent me.
He that hath the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom which standeth and heareth him rejoiceth greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This my joy therefore is fulfilled.
Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word, and believeth on him that sent me, hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. He that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God. Now we know that God heareth not sinners. But if any man be a worshipper of God, and doeth his will, him he heareth.
Pilate therefore said unto him, Art thou a king then? Jesus answered, Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Every one that is of the truth heareth my voice.
For though I would desire to glory, I shall not be a fool, for I will say the truth. But now I forbear, lest any man should think of me above that which he seeth me to be, or that he heareth of me. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us
still. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have